My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Ground ball, and this will win it for the A's. Lede races home. Oakland walks off the Mariners for the second straight night.
Oh, my God. That's 10 times now.
Oh.
10 times. Mariners, you suck. You're horrible
at
baseball.
Mariners. Hey, if it helps you at all, just know that. Hey, Mariners, just know that basically it's all, when it comes to walk-offs and one-run games, the analytics would tell you it's just luck of the draw.
Right.
But there's... also know, even if you had won half of those games by coin flip, that you'd still be behind the Astros right now.
Yeah, I can
Does that make you feel better?
I can tell you right
Does
now.
Does that make you feel any better, Mariners?
That's true, yeah. If you'd won half of them, you'd still be looking up at the Astros. Yeah, that was last night. No idea still why the Astros, I'm sure there's a reason that's been publicized, I just haven't been interested enough to look. No idea why the Astros had a Tuesday off in Cincinnati and they're back at it today. Did it have anything to do with Labor Day and them, like a rain out or something? I have no idea. Sometimes at the beginning of the season, they'll do a day off after opening day in case there's a rain out of opening day,
right.
Then they've got the next day. I have no idea why they're doing this on Labor Day weekend. But anyways, the Astros didn't play yesterday, but have you heard the good news? They still picked up ground. They were sitting at a bar somewhere in Cincinnati, probably just hanging out, shooting a little pool, maybe playing video games back at the hotel. And that's how good they are right now. They're just sitting around and they're picking up ground on the Seattle Mariners. They're that good right now.
Astros. I mean, you got Jake Myers was like his, you know, he's on paternity leave, but he probably figured, well, let's go ahead and have this baby because we got an off day on a Tuesday where the Mariners can't do a damn thing right. Let's pop this one out. For all I know, they had a 3-week prematurely planned. Planned preemie baby.
Little inducement. So So the Astros, the Mariners get walked off again by the A's. So the Astros pick up a little ground. We got Spencer Arrighetti going tonight for the Stros. So, life is good. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I feel good. I think you and I are a little bit out of sorts, which will be good. Sometimes that leads to some of the best shows we've had when we feel a little bit underprepared. Yeah. I've got a food hangover, which is that's my version of a hangover these days.
Okay.
I wake up in the morning groggy and out of sorts because I binged last night. Not because of alcohol, but because of bagels and cream cheese.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah. You've been very public about your discipline over the last several weeks with your, what is it, 1,200 calorie diet that you've been on per day?
I know, 1,200 to 1,800.
Yeah.
It's gone a little bit off the rails.
What happened?
Partly planned, but partly not. It's all good. It's all good. I haven't been that public about it. I try not to talk about it unless people ask me.
By public, I mean you brought it up on the air.
Respond to my placard that says, ask me about my diet, bro.
Sometimes I got to remember, people don't like their business being out there, including their diet,
Oh, no. I don't mind putting my business out. I just know that it's incredibly boring when somebody starts telling you about their diet. But just every now and then when you're curious about it or whatever.
Unless you get
paid. Not a diet.
Unless you get paid to talk about it for 60 seconds on a live read. Then it's the most fascinating thing ever.
Look, every single diet, whether it's Mediterranean diet onto Atkins or anything else, all of it, like basically the big thing when it comes to losing weight is calories in and calories out. Yeah. It's just a matter of, okay, what particular method works for you to where the hunger doesn't drive you insane.
Right.
Or where you don't feel that much hunger at all.
No,
so I have my own little methods or what have you.
No, you're right.
But I decided to take
a... this is super boring. You're right. No,
yes, I know, I know, I know. I know. That's why I don't like talking about it because then I get 400 texts on the text line of people that need to fill me in on exactly how it works. And they're like, no, it's all individual. Right. Everybody's got their own methods.
But you binged. This is more fun.
I decided to stick around right at the weight I'm at because I feel like, okay, I got to be sure. The football season's starting.
Yeah.
I don't want to get to some point where I'm depleted and all of a sudden I go completely off the rails.
Yeah.
I said I'm going to eat a normal. I'm just going to eat normally and maintain for about a week. And I just I overshot a little bit.
Gotcha.
By way of a sleeve of bagels and a couple of tubs of cream cheese.
A whole sleeve, huh?
A sleeve of bagels.
That's a lot of carbs, dude.
It's worse than a sleeve of Girl Scout cookies. To be honest,
yeah.
You know,
tastes really good though. I love me a good bagel.
I felt so good. I felt so good, and I'm really looking forward to 36 hours from now as well. It's gonna be a blast. It's gonna be one of my most middle-aged triumphs.
Oh, that's funny. And you got some good sleep last night. I can tell.
Why? Because of my energy? Because
because you told me before the show.
Yeah. Except that, because of that, so I woke up this morning, I had Do Not Disturb on my phone, and I was still a little groggy, and I get this text from you that says, which I assume I'm getting at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Says, hey, could you mark some Casario audio? I've got my fantasy draft tonight. I'm like, man, Sean's taking this seriously.
He's going to be prepping for his draft during the show.
He did less show prep than usual, which is usually 100% of the show prep. And because he's got a fantasy draft tonight? What the hell?
It was last night. I sent the text yesterday. So you slept hard then. You just got that text this morning.
I got 9 hours of sleep.
Good for you, man.
I feel incredible.
Good for you.
Now. Just finally, it just took me about 3 minutes into the show.
The draft that I had last night is the league I've been in for 28 years. This is our 28
years. So you guys started off doing this on paper.
We did.
Like with a paper, like some one dude keeping track of everything on paper.
Which is me. I'm the commissioner of the league. Yeah. So it was, I think we kept track. There was like a software package on a diskette that you could put into your laptop, and that's what we used to track the league. Like, it was among the first times that you could download the stats every week. Because, most leagues...
And you had a bunch of dudes thumbing through their Athlons.
Yes.
Nobody
had laptops. Everybody had magazines, yes.
You had just sprung $12.95 for a magazine at HEB to get prepped for your fantasy draft.
The league includes... This league was started... Me and Lance Zierlein started this league in 1997 when I was a listener... of his and Granado's on this very show. I was a listener to their show.
I was a guest on this show. You might have informed some of your draft opinions based on some nugget you got from me on the show.
Possibly. We started the league in 97. We've been going, Adam Wexler's in the league, so we got a nice radio representation in there. Daryl Morey has been in that league at one time for a season.
You said he was a fiend with the trades, right?
He was a
serial trader, as you'd expect.
He was a serial waiver wire guy. And serial waiver wire, and now I won't go too deep on this, I promise. But
screw that. That's just
no. The way CBS Sports houses our league now, it's all done online, and the waivers run on Wednesday nights. So we have a waiver priority list, and you put in your pickups and things like that. Once the waiver priority list is done, it's first come first serve to whoever's out there after that. And Daryl would just wait for the first come, first serve part. He didn't want to give up his waiver spot. So he waited for the first come, first serve, which was open for business at 3 in the morning on Thursday morning. And so I would, at 3 in the morning, every week, my phone would start going, because I get push notifications because I'm the commissioner. Brr, brr, brr. And Amy would wake up and she's like, who is texting you at 3 in the morning? And I would pick up my phone. I'm like, that's Daryl Morey. He is making 7 pickups right now on our waiver wire.
Years would those be? Was he in the league?
It was just 1 year. It was 2013.
2013, okay.
It was 2013. So
he was sitting in some cafe in Croatia scouting somebody, and it was no big deal for him to be up at 3 a.m.
The funny thing about that, Seth, is that Lance invited him to be in the league because one of our owners dropped out, and the owner that dropped out was the one guy whose entry fee we could count on getting every year. Like, he never won, this guy. I won't say who he was. Yeah. He was like, so we were joking, like, okay, so we replaced the Isaiah Thomas GM of our league with the actual Daryl Morey. That was 2 months after Daryl had pulled off the Dwight Howard signing, and a year after he had pulled off the James Harden trade. That was probably peak Daryl Morey at that time.
The peak prime of his life. He was probably learning 3 languages off on the side and everything. Everything had just kind of come together for him.
He drafted 8 running backs.
That was his 3-point shot.
Yes,
was just going to go heavy on that. Was his strategy.
Right. Yeah, they were to him like what power forwards were to him before they got James Harden. Before they got James Harden, they had like 7 power forwards on the roster, and he's like, "Well, one of them's going to work out, and I'll trade 3 of them for James Harden. It's all good, you know."
How did he do in the
middle of the pack? He's middle of the pack. So
that's good though. I think that's pretty cool that you guys have kept that together for so long, especially since so many of you work in an industry where typically people find themselves having to go elsewhere to find jobs, like out of town.
Yeah.
So kudos to the Houston sports radio industry with our, at times, 5 sports radio stations.
Yeah, no kidding.
Idiotically.
No kidding. Ain't complaining. I was on the 4th one. That's where I got my start. That's where I cut my teeth.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The big thing with this league is that, one, we do an auction. Our auctioneer every year had to bail out this year because he had a Little League meeting. So our auctioneer was Larry and Stafford last night. I called Larry. I'm like, Larry, need you. He was awesome.
Oh, cool.
Larry's like,
he must have been so excited to do it.
He was super pumped to do it. I said, Larry, we're going to feed you. You get pizza and you get whatever beverages you want. I'll go to the liquor store and get you something. That's your fee. And and Larry's like, Larry. Yeah, we pay big in this league.
He's like the guy standing outside the gas station. Hey, look, hey. You were the teenagers asking Larry if you.
Yeah, so
we'll give you money for liquor if you come do our fantasy.
Dude,
draft.
he was great. So I texted him middle of the afternoon yesterday, and he's like, I'd love to do it. There's only one problem. I've never been an auctioneer before, and I'm like, Larry, it's not hard. It's not hard. Just, you know, you someone's going to put a player up for auction, and you just drive the price up, and if it starts to lull, you go going once, going twice, sold. By like the second or third player, Larry is up there performing, man.
He was good. Yeah.
He was excellent.
Yeah, I bet he was really good.
Yeah, he was excellent. So that was
I got booted off of my auctioneer duties 1 year because I was just way too nice. Look, I'm somebody. I'm like Zadok Jewelers. I take an educational approach and I'm out there, and the woman running the charities tell me like, no, you got to drive it up. You got to tell me. You got to like prod people. And I'm like, hey, that's not my sales style, lady. I want to have a long term relationship with this person. I'm never going to see again.
That's a lot of pressure. Forget about standing.
Oh, I didn't. I was awful at it. I might have been the worst auctioneer, and it was for Wade Smith's charity. I felt bad about it at the time.
Yeah.
But I was incredibly bad at it. So good job, Larry. That's not an easy role to be thrust into.
No, they train people for that. George from the Morning Bull had to go to auctioneer school. Because he does auction. He does like the auction.
Oh, yeah,
he's
good at it.
He's excellent. Yeah. I mean, he's trained to do it. It's like a legit. He went away for like 2 weeks to train to do it. Like he took like 2 or 3 weeks off and went up to Dallas to learn how to be an auctioneer. He makes some decent scratch on the side doing that.
Sometimes they do a thing too where like they'll have you, they want you to drive the price up, and then at the last moment they give the two highest bidders both like, hey, we'll give you both this price, and that's where I started to really lose that. I felt an ethical dilemma.
Yeah,
there.
I'm with you. I'm on your side of that. I'm like, I can't do this.
Especially when you're somebody who's been the second bidder that's just trying to maybe do the solid but lose
driving the price up, like,
and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, we're gonna give it to you anyway. Right. Like, oh, you son
okay?
Of
I just paid $20,000 for Johnny Manziel to come to my house for dinner. All right, awesome. Okay.
I ended up with an autographed Kevin Booth golf bag once.
I don't even know who Kevin Booth is.
He was an offensive lineman for the Giants who'd gone to Cornell. And I bid on this thing to try to get some things going.
And you don't even golf.
Here I am. I'm like, hey, I've got an NFL player's golf bag autographed on my
God.
For a sport I never play.
Do you still have it?
No, I gave it to somebody who definitely isn't using it because it was like bright red, like Cornell, like with a big old bear on it, and Kevin Booth autograph.
Yeah, there's only a select few who even want it. All right,
my friends were like, dude, that's kind of, you feel kind of lame about it? I don't care. They use a different word.
All right, we're off and running on a Wednesday. The Astros play tonight against the Reds. Spencer Arrighetti on the mound. We talked about this yesterday with Verlander being a little shaky.
I've got
no memory
of this.
Verlander being shaky. Who starts a decisive game three if they're in the wild card? I polled this yesterday. This poll is a redemption story for somebody within the Astros organization. We will tell you who coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.